91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
Three cheers for the girls.
Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip.
We'll be right back. sun sets on fire as he carries me home to the Mull of Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre, oh mist rolling in from the sea, my desire.
And that was Mull of Kintyre, a single released by Wings in 1977. And this is The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles here at 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, where great music lives. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we're in the 1977 Beatles radio experience. If you had been listening to progressive rock radio in that year, which was changing by then, you know, it wasn't quite as cool as it was in the late 60s, early 70s, but you could still hear some good stuff. But if you were listening at that time, you might have heard, well, you certainly would have heard Mull of Kintyre, and you would have heard a lot of other things along with it, you know, other groups that were making their debuts and whatnot. And so Mull of Kintyre was a very, very big hit in the UK, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But it really didn't do all that well in the United States. People were certainly familiar with it, but it didn't do as well as the B-side in the UK, which was called Girl School. And we played that first when we started the show, and that was actually the song that did actually better than Mull of Kintyre here in the United States. So, hey, we have a trivia question, and it has to do with Mull of Kintyre. As we just said, it was a smash hit in UK, absolutely, absolute smash. In fact, Well, it was released in late 1977, but by early 78, I think by January or maybe even February, it had become, up to that point, the greatest selling single in the UK, only to be replaced in 1984 by a Christmas song. So 1977 and really early 78, that song became the greatest selling single in UK's history. So the trivia question, which if you know the answer to, by the way, give us a call at 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. And if you're the first caller with the correct answer who has not won anything in the past 30 days from the station, you can get a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. So the question is, what was the best-selling song in the UK before Mull of Kintyre? In other words, what song did Mull of Kintyre knock off the pedestal of the greatest selling single in UK history up to that point? 908-852-4545. Now we're going to carry on with some Beatles from Beatles Live at the Hollywood Bowl. I can't buy me love. For money, come on again, buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give. It's in love, it's too. I may not have a lot to give. What I got now to you. Cause I don't care too much for money. Come on again, buy me love. Can't buy me love. Everybody tell me so. I'm on it again.
Thank you. We'd like to carry on now with a newer song. I think it's on the new album over here, and it's a song called Things We Said Today.
If I have to go, you'll be thinking of somehow I will know someday. Wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today. You said you'd be mine, yeah, till the end of time. These days such a kind, yeah, seems so hard to find.
Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say.
Then we will remember things we said today.
Someday when we're
that we will remember things we said so then.
Yeah, right, and that's the Beatles from Live at the Hollywood Bowl, released in 1977 by Parlophone in UK and Capitol in the United States. And we heard Can't Buy Me Love, Things We Said Today, and Roll Over Beethoven. And so this is The Cavern, in an hour of all things Beatles, and this is 91.9 WNTI, Public Radio from Centenary College. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we're listening to things released in 1977. So we're going to take a break. By the way, we don't have a correct caller for the trivia question yet, but if you want to call in, it's 908-852-4545, and we will play some more music when we come back after the break.
Hi, this is Rob Reinhart, your host for Acoustic Cafe. And join us next time for new music from Patty Griffin and Patty Larkin, also Tift Merritt and Amos Lee, Edward Sharp paying tribute to the Beatles, and our in-studio guest for the week, just in time for harvest, Susan Werner, talking about her latest Hayseed. All of that and more next time on Acoustic Cafe. Sundays at 4 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Support for WNTI comes from our members and the Newton Theater, located on Spring Street in Newton, New Jersey.
Coming to the Newton Theater on Saturday, November 9th, Blessed Union of Souls.
More information and tickets available at thenewtontheater.com or by phone 973-383-3700.
Do people always seem to ask for your advice? Do you enjoy helping others? If so, a career in counseling may be just for you. Whether to advance in your current job or to change careers, consider enrolling in one of Centenary's graduate programs in counseling. Our Master's of Arts classes in counseling, school counseling, and counseling psychology meet one night per week at our convenient Hackettstown campus. To learn more, go to centenarycollege.edu. That's centenarycollege.edu.
Yeah. tune called Red Sails in the Sunset, the one you've come for. Thanks, Grafino. Montina?
Ah! Bettina!
Welcome, Bettina. Red Sails in the Sunset.
Red Sails in the Sunset.
We'll be right back.
91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College.
You're upstairs with a boyfriend while I'm left here to listen. I hear you calling his name, I hear the stutter of ignition. Joker who could please you. Why I'm not angry, I'm not angry no more. I'm not angry, I'm not angry no more. Ooh, I know what you're doing, I know where you've been, I know where, but I don't care, cause there's a no such thing as an original sin. Camera click, click, clicking in my head. I got you talking with your hands, got you smiling with your lips. Spent all my time in the vanity factory, wondering when they're gonna come and take it all back. I'm not angry. I know where you
on Salisbury Hill. I could see the city light. Wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. He was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice.
And so we started that set off way back when with the Beatles live at the Star Club. And that album was donated to me very kindly by Bob from Stroudsburg. And so we appreciate that very much. So that was live at the Star Club. And we heard Red Sails in the Sunset and Everyone's Trying to Be My Baby from the Beatles. Carried on then with the Sex Pistols from their debut album, 17 was the name of the song. And the album was Never Mind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols. I think I could say that on the air because it doesn't mean anything in the United States. In the UK, it'd be a different story. So they're actually their only studio album, their debut and only studio album. And then we carried on with Elvis Costello from his debut 1977 release, My Aim is True. We heard I'm Not Angry. Then we carried on with a song from Susie and the Red Stripes, and it was called B-Side to C-Side, which was B-Side to, let me just get the 45 out here. The A-side was called Seaside Woman, and we played that a few weeks ago. Susie and the Red Stripes is Linda McCartney and Wings. And that's all they ever released under that name. But it was basically the whole band with Linda McCartney fronting it. And then we carried on, of course, with Peter Gabriel with Salisbury Hill, which was a hit single for him at that time. So, hey, and I'm here with my able assistant, the Jebmeister, James Slocum. And we thank Mimi for lending him to me. He's helped me type things in and press the buttons and all that kind of stuff. So the reason there haven't been any mistakes tonight, miscues, is because James is doing it. So what school do you go to again?
Immaculate Conception
School in somewhere in Warren County. I forget what town it's in.
Asbury.
It's in Asbury, yes.
Annandale.
Huh?
Annandale.
Oh, in Annandale. So, yeah, Immaculate Conception School in Annandale. So James is my able assistant this evening making it all happen. So we appreciate that ever so much. And again, thanks Mimi for giving him to me for the evening. So we're going to take a break and carry on with some more music.
Hi, this is Nick Forster. I want to invite you to stop by E-Town this week. We've got a really interesting show. Denver-based band The Flowbots, joined by Teddy Thompson, plus a great Achievement Award winner. And that's all coming this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from the F.M. Kirby Center for the Performing Arts in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, presenting Trombone Shorty in Orleans Avenue on Friday, January 17th at 8 p.m. Tickets and information available at kirbycenter.org or by phone 570-826-1100 for Trombone Shorty in Orleans Avenue, Friday, January 17th at the F.M. Kirby Center for the Performing Arts.
WNTI's Facebook page is a great way to stay in touch with WNTI. Like us and be the first to know about what's happening at WNTI. From news about your favorite WNTI programs to photos of recent WNTI events. You can even share what you think about the great music here on WNTI, so check out WNTI on Facebook today. Or, for the direct link to the page, go to WNTI.org.
If you let me take your heart, I will prove to you we will never be apart if I'm part of you. Open up your eyes now, tell me what you see. It is no surprise now, what you see is me. Big and black the clouds may be, time will pass away. If you put your trust in me, I'll make bright your day. Look into these eyes now, tell me what you see. Don't you realize now, what you see is me. Tell me what you see. Listen to me one more time, how can I get through? Can't you try to see that I'm trying to get to you? Open up your eyes now, tell me what you see. It is no surprise now, what you see is me. Tell me what you see. Listen to me one more time, how can I get through? Can't you try to see that I'm trying to get to you? Open up your eyes now, tell me what you see. It is no surprise now, what you see is me.
Little things you say and do.
little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me really when you say I love you. Rave on to me. The way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me really when you say I love you. Rave on to me. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling. I'm so glad you're revealing your love for me. Rave on, rave on, and tell me not to be lonely. Tell me you love me only. Rave on to me.
Trouble talk, catching myself in lies.
And that was the Alan Toussaint song, Toussaint. Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley by Ringo Starr from his album Ringo the Fourth, released in 1977. Started it off with Tell Me What You See from the Beatles album Love Songs. And I put Help on the playlist, but it's actually Love Songs. It was released in 1977 by Capitol and UK and Parlophone in the UK. And then we carried on with an album by Denny Lane called Holly Days, H-O-L-L-Y Days, because it's all songs by Buddy Holly that he wanted to pay tribute to, and that was Rave On. Paul McCartney produced that album, and he played most of the instruments. Of course, Denny Lane also played instruments, but it's basically a McCartney-Lane effort. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. This is The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles, and we're in 1977. And, you know, we didn't get an answer to the trivia question. I'm a little bit disappointed. I didn't think it was that hard, but maybe it was. The question was, because it could have been in any number of songs, I suppose, you know, and we had some good guesses. But the question was, what was the best-selling single in the UK to that? I'm sorry. What was the best-selling single in the UK until Mull of Kintyre surpassed it in early 1978, released in 77, surpassed the song in 78? So in other words, up until Mull of Kintyre was released, what was the all-time best-selling single in the United Kingdom? And the answer was She Loves You in 1963 by the Beatles. Best-selling single up to that point. And Mull of Kintyre replaced it and stayed the best-selling single of all time until 1984, when a Christmas song actually replaced it. So we're gonna carry on with She Loves You and another track by the Beatles, but we're not going to play the single that we're most familiar with. We're going to actually play this from Beatles Live at the Hollywood Bowl. So the Beatles with She Loves You.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, this next song will have to be our last one for this evening. Yes! Oh, yes! You know, sorry, but... So, we'd like to thank everybody here tonight for coming along. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. And we all hope that you've enjoyed the show. Have you enjoyed the show? Good. Great. Lovely. Thank you very much. And we'd like to finish off with a song which was recently on one of our albums over here. It's an old Little Richard song, and it's called Long Tall Sally. I'm not a tall and baby, I don't know God. Daddy had to make it by the time I don't know.
Now we're going to have James Jebediah, the Jebmeister, tell us what we just heard. Go ahead.
We just heard The Beatles by She Loves You by The Beatles, Long Tall Sally by The Beatles, and Words of Love by The Beatles.
Okay, very good. So thanks so much for helping out, James. That was really cool. And hey, just want to let you know that up next is E-Town. And after that, we're going to hear Mike the Hippie, whose initials are MTCH. It's Mike the Carbonaceous Hippie. That's his given name. And after that, the Flobots and Teddy Thompson are going to be guests on E-Town. And I'm sorry, that's next. And then we're going to hear Mike the Hippie with the week midweek jam. And then Keller Cellar to take us into the wee hours of the morning. Have a good evening.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.